All right, InfoNation, this is Scott McKenzie. We are broadcasting live from Inforum 2019, and you're listening to, right behind us, if you're looking at the video, Energizing EAM Podcast, where we're highlighting all of the great things that are not just with EAM, but at Infor and Inforum. Incredible opportunity to really look into some technologies that can solve your problem. And I mean that with confidence. So we've got a great interview with a young man that's just, how long have you been with Infor?
Just under 2 years now.
Just under 2 years, and the guy's only 24. Yeah. My gosh. Anyway, we're going to have a great conversation of why he enjoys Infor. Tom Jensen is his name.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me on the
happy
show.
Happy to have you here. Because we've been broadcasting from this particular location. You've just been right next to us, and you were very good at just sort of popping in the old...
Getting bumped around a few times, yeah.
So you're a Nittany lion. What is a Nittany lion?
It's a mountain lion of sorts, of the Nittany variety, meaning it's a Penn State fan.
I'm going, where the hell is he going with this one, man? All right. So anyway, you've been with Infor, primarily in the EAM group.
Yeah, right? That's correct.
For a couple of years.
Yep.
And, what was your background when you were coming out of college and why Infor?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so my background in school, I studied telecommunications. I focused a lot on new and emerging technologies, a little bit on the media side as well, but that really wasn't my interest. I always wanted to get into the software space. And then I also had a minor in digital entrepreneurship. And at Penn State, we worked a lot on...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
It is a cool good.
And it really lined up well. You'll see when we get to the end of it. But I was working on... talking to potential customers, talking to students and faculty, trying to find out pain points in the area and building solutions using digital technologies around that. And that really overlaid into what my job as a technical solution consultant does, except I don't have to actually build a solution now. It's more
they've got plenty of horsepower building those solutions.
They can do that.
A lot
right? Yeah.
of depth, man. They got but, a lot of depth. But how did you hear about Infor as is the company? Because you're out of college. How did you hear about them?
Yeah, actually, I found them on LinkedIn, which is a funny story, which is not really where you'd think you'd get your first job on LinkedIn, right? You'd think you go through the networking connections at school, but I had an extra semester, so I didn't really line up with all of the networking opportunities at Penn State, a lot of it. So, okay, you're graduating in the fall. So I was just looking on LinkedIn, and I came across a couple consulting jobs. Infor stood out to me, just a unique opportunity. It was we have a team called the Foundation Team, so it's a training program for new and recent college graduates. And it sounded like, hey, that's something I want to do.
Is that Green Bean program?
Yeah, that's part of the Green Bean program.
There
you go,
part of it. Yeah.
Green Bean program has a couple different areas. It falls into the BDR, so the sales development representatives, the Foundation Team, so that's for solution consultants, which is what I am. They have the Green Bean program for implementation and some of the other groups. So, Green Bean's the wider area, and the Foundation Team was specifically for solution consulting.
And so you found them on LinkedIn, and then you went through the process. And are you surprised? Were you surprised? You were just like, hey, that's not a bad company.
Yeah, I mean, the company itself, I was really excited for. When I walked into the headquarters office for the interview, I was pretty blown away. It was like probably the nicest office that I saw out of all the interviews, and I was like, hey, this doesn't look like a bad place to work.
They look legit.
Yeah.
Check
I was
it
like,
out.
All right, I'll we'll see how this one goes.
And I can spell their name.
Yeah. Yeah, simple enough. And then the team was great. I mean, the training program was awesome. Really, really good opportunity to not only network with the people in the headquarters office, the executives, some of the other teams, just being in the hub at the headquarters, but also getting to work with all the AM team. They were really welcoming. They brought me in right away. They helped get me up to speed on the product and understand, hey, this is what EAM does. This is how you act as a solution consultant. And the opportunities
See,
were...
See, what's interesting, and I'm always fascinated because there's the traditional educational, you had to go to college, you got your degree, all of that good stuff. But being in this world, the world that you're in now, requires even more education. It requires more technical insights. It's just a different sort of collegial environment. Mm-hmm. And what fascinates me about Infor as a company, as well as EAM, is the ability that there's a commitment to education. You've got to be educated.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not learning this in any university.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yep. So that's another thing with the team. Everyone is very helpful to share their knowledge with you. It's tough to go in and learn a product on your own, especially coming right out of school, you know, never seeing an enterprise software application before.
Had you ever been in an industrial environment?
Yeah, actually, so the other half of my background, which is why EAM was actually such a great fit, I used to work for my father's company. He's an electrical engineer on power plants and Navy vessels doing maintenance, repair, and operations.
Yeah, that's pretty, pretty cool, Navy vessels.
So since I was 8 years old, I'd be going on Navy ships, I'd be working at power plants and, you know, helping them pull cables and build generators. And
so you know it.
So I knew it like the back of my hand. And I, you know, I never put two and two together when I was interviewing. I was like, oh, like, you know, EAM sounds like a cool product. It does maintenance, but I didn't really understand how parallel the two were.
Right.
And actually at the Inform conference, I was talking to a customer. He used to work for Eastern Power Generation. Now he's at AECI and he worked at the Astoria power plant. When I was 8 years old, I used to go to the Astoria power plant with my dad. I was too young to actually go into the power plant, so I'd sit in the security office. He was the MP2 administrator.
Right.
He helped upgrade them to EAM.
Oh,
and he was
no
in the
way.
Office when I was in there. So he knows my dad for, you know, 20, 30 years.
Did he pull out the, hey, I remember when you were just knee high to a...
Wow. It's crazy. I'm just figuring that out. Yeah, I've been around it my entire life. Yeah.
But that's not... That's then you see the way the technology can also... help in an industrial environment, mm-hmm. and you know being in it. What did your parents think?
They really like it. I mean, the more I tell my dad what it can do, the more he really understands like the applications that it has. When I first kind of explained to him, oh yeah, it does EAM maintenance. He's like, oh, that sounds cool. You know, but he didn't really.
Yeah, it's not old school, baby.
Yeah, it's not,
come on in. We know when that thing's going bad. I'm just listening to that motor just. Yeah, it's getting
exactly.
Ready to go
back. And he was a contractor too, so they'd call him out when there was a problem, and he'd fix it. Right, he didn't need anything. He's like, oh, I know how to fix it. Don't worry about it. But the funny thing is, when we used to go on ships all the time, it was always a paper-based logging system. And now, when I explain to him, hey, we can do all this through the contractor portal. You can sign in. You can see not only when you're scheduled, but you can see all the parts, the materials.
Yeah.
You have mobile ability. He'd be like, that would have been great. I remember once we went to the Denebola. It's a old U.S. Navy vessel in Baltimore, Maryland.
Got it.
And we were looking to try to troubleshoot. They were having some electrical problems, and he needed the drawing to just understand how it was laid out. Well, it took about 4 or 5 hours to go find this drawing.
Of course.
When we finally found it, it was too small for him to read, so they brought it to the, you know, printers, got it blown up to probably double, twice the size of this table.
Because you know those drawings, those electrical drawings are just
terrible.
Like, what in the heck is that?
So then once we blew it up, he still couldn't even read it because now it was so distorted.
It's all digitized, all pixelated.
Yeah. And I'm like, Dad, check this out. I just pull up my iPad, I go to the documents, I'm like, here's an electrical drawing and a schematic, you know, instruction manual, all of it. It's right here on the work order. It's associated to the equipment. You don't even need to go back to the office and ask them where the hell they like, where the heck to get that stuff, right?
The documents are current.
Yeah.
It's not like, okay, go back to that file cabinet out there.
Yeah, we're like trying to find the guy who knows where the stuff is, and they're like, I don't know where I put that. I don't know the last time I even looked at that thing,
right?
It's right there in the system, and it's so easy to use. It's just, the more I show him, and the more examples I have now that I can relate it back to his particular business, the more he's like, wow, that's so cool. That would have been awesome to have when I was...
So now he's getting it.
Yeah, now he's getting it.
He's getting it. But, it's always hard, and it's sort of funny because I don't know what your dad's age is, but there is this necessity for these older guys like me to you know, show me, and then show me again.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure.
He's like, wait, did you show that to me already?
Yeah,
like,
that's right. It does. It makes your life easier because, and I'm sure your dad, he likes coming in on that white horse
mm-hmm.
and then solving the problem and being the hero of the day.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about in this world of technology and EAM is that we're trying to make your life, in essence, boring. It's you're not riding in on the white horse.
Yeah.
You're have the ability to be able to say, hey, I can work on that. You know, it's not as exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a bit exciting, right? The technology can't troubleshoot the problem for you. I think that's.
But elevating it.
True.
You're not saying, hey, Dad, go find the file.
Yeah.
And then you can't read it.
Dad, go
do this.
A little more seamless. Although, if I was working with him, he'd still need me to go run to the van and get all his tools.
Of course, that's what you're... I do the same thing with my kids. I can't move. Can you go get it? You know?
Yeah, that was...
So, within Infor as a whole, where do you see yourself going? I mean, you're still new. You're still learning. You're still growing. You're still doing everything. What do you want to see yourself go?
Yeah. I mean, right now, I really like the role that I'm in. I, I really like just going to new customers, finding out, hey, what's working for you, what isn't working for you, what are the problems that you're having today with your current processes, and oh, that's great, this is how I can help fix it for you. So I could see myself, you know.
Do you, and it's all seriousness, do you get a sense of respect, or do when the people you talk to look at your age, mm-hmm. do they sort of, does he really know how to?
You know, at first I'd say, probably they thought, you know, does he really know? And that's fair. I was new.
Absolutely.
I just learned the product. I was a little nervous presenting yep. to executives and all yep. of that. But the more I did these presentations and the more I understood EAM, and also having that industry background where I can relate.
Even, it's all street cred, baby.
It's all street cred.
I'm telling you, man, it is street cred.
So, yeah, no, I think I go into the room now and there's a sense of credibility there. And I think it's okay because I do have that experience and I understand the product enough to speak to it and relay that information and come in as, you know, the trusted advisor. And I think they oftentimes, you know, say, all right, you might be 24, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks I'm older than I am, so it's that helps.
I'm not going there. But do you focus on a specific market segment, or do you?
I bounce around. My manager wants me to just really understand all the different industries, but I'd say I focus specifically on manufacturing, some distribution, a little bit of utilities, oil and gas, power generation. So that's my background, right? So a little bit there. But for the most part, I've been doing a lot of manufacturing demos recently.
See, that's pretty cool. I have you ever taken a tour of whatever manufacturing?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
It's
pretty nuts. Having the machines, especially when it's very automated, that's the coolest part.
When they're just doing
it all themselves.
And you realize, you know, there's a lot of engineering that goes into that, whatever that is,
to
manufacture whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, God, you know, that's really the only one that's But with technology and the ability to be able to process data, make tactical decisions because the tools and techniques and the ability to be able to do that exists.
Mm-hmm.
And you once again, you're 24. I've experienced other systems that are not as nimble,
mm-hmm.
and they are very cumbersome. And that's what's so exciting about Infor EAM and other products within Infor.
Mm-hmm.
They've really taken the time, energy, and effort and investment to make systems more adaptable, more flexible. There's a real interesting knowledge that goes into mm-hmm. it, as opposed to other systems that are just behemoths.
So that's
like huge.
So when I mentioned it, it was like easy for me to pick it up and learn and show my dad, hey, this is how the mobile application works.
Yeah.
That's one of my most exciting things that I love about this company and the vision that they take. So back in, I think, around 2012, we started an in-house design agency called Hook and Loop. And the focus of that was creating applications or enterprise applications that looked and felt like what consumer-grade applications use on a day-to-day basis. So if I can pull out an enterprise...
Oh, that's interesting.
Right?
So you're talking user experience.
User experience.
There is a real important... Mm-hmm. I like that. Continue. I'm sorry.
No, of course. No, it's fine. By going in and making applications that we, as the employees, use on a day-to-day basis, if we can make them look like the applications that we also use, so if I pull out my phone and I go on Instagram, if I go on Twitter, if I go to the, you know, iMessages or go to Photos and share something, if I can make an enterprise-grade application that looks and feels the same way that a user would do on their day-to-day basis, I mean, it makes the adoption 10
huge.
Times faster. It was incredible.
The user acceptance.
It's phenomenal. Like, I mean, the mobile application, it literally the way that it works, it's just really phenomenal. Being able to learn it like that, and I mean, they really just did a fantastic job with really taking the user experience and thinking about, hey, at the end of the day, we want someone to be able to adopt this product. We want them to be able to use it easily. How can we do that? We'll just make it look like everything else they use every day.
And we take that for granted when mm-hmm. we, outside of an enterprise type of solution, we just take things for granted. Oh, I got this. Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
You just zip around and you just do it. You don't even think about it. And you're absolutely right. I've had the unfortunate experience of being able to use systems that did not focus. They focused in on other things, but not that user experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then the majority of the time, it's like, yeah, okay, great, but I can't get to it. Or I have to go through a large book mm-hmm. to figure out, okay, how do I just print this report there? And they still exist out there. But the real challenge is the fact that I see is the fact that there are legacy systems that still look like that.
Mm-hmm.
They still behave like that. And what's interesting is I've had conversations where, well, what if it was easier? well, we're used to it this way. And it's like, you're used to the pain.
Yeah.
You're used to the frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's what they're saying. And then you're coming in with a product and a solution and a technology that is like, I'll make it faster, easier, a better experience all around.
Yeah, and I mean, again, like coming right out coming right out of school, never seeing an enterprise-grade application, I was able to learn the mobile device, and you know, the first time I picked it up, I was able to navigate it, no problem. Learning the value took a little bit longer, but navigating it and creating work orders on the fly, looking at documents, that took me a day.
Because you're not going to.
Because it's like going on anything else on your phone.
That's right.
It's phenomenal.
And it's not going to blow up. You can sit there and go, okay, I'd like to print this out.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I can.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I didn't understand what a work order was and adding the equipment, and I didn't really get that part,
but
I could do all the actions. It might not have been correct, but I could do everything, right?
But, you know, when you can do a work order and when you can add the equipment, when you can add the parts, it's still with the philosophy of well, you're not going to sit there. You don't have to shut it down and go over here and try to figure it out.
Yep.
It still has some sort of a user feel and look.
Which is, I think it's phenomenal. That's again, one of my favorite things about this company is that they took that approach.
They did, and there are a couple of things. When I was deploying systems, it was always, the challenge was always, I want customizations. I want unique interfaces. I want to get that data that's over here, that's on a spreadsheet, into this system. But then, of course, it that whole level of customization, what has been done here is that they're able to create through the OS product is the ability to be able to pull all of these data sources, put it into a lake, and now you're even more powerful. EAM is even more powerful to get that data in collected and saying, yeah, that's important stuff.
Well, yeah, that too. So the configurability. So you mentioned customization, right? And that's what it was back in the day, going into the back end, writing some code and changing the product. You can't upgrade then.
Yeah, you can't, man.
With EAM specifically, and I'm sure many of the other Infor products I can't speak to again because I'm only focusing on EAM, but the configurability inside of EAM, you can configure the entire front end, change new fields, make things hidden, make things protected, make new fields. You can change different screens, make different reports for different user groups, and it's all on the front end. So you can have all these configurations, make it super, super specific for your specific use case and your organization, and not have to change a single bit of code. So when it comes time to upgrade, seamless.
It is. And it's in the cloud, too.
And it's in the cloud, so you're just like, you're good to go, your hands up. You're just like, all right.
All of a sudden, it just appears the next day, and you go, wow, that
looks great.
Nice.
Thank you.
It is. Oh, man, this is great. I love it. Now, before you go, why is it important for somebody to consider working for Infor?
Yeah, of course.
Young pup like you.
A young pup like me. I'd say the opportunities that were offered to a young talent to come in, get to have an opportunity to go in, learn about what a solution consultant is, how you can go and do that, and then the opportunity to grow, getting you in front of C-level executives, you know, a year and a half out of school, you can't get that anywhere else. So
it took me a little while.
Yeah, so I think that they appreciate and help the young talent grow, I think that's, you know, you can't really put a price tag on that. That's just awesome.
Yeah, well, Tom, are you active out there on LinkedIn?
I am.
And if you're a young individual that is looking for a great opportunity, Infor is a wonderful company to consider. Reach out to Tom Jensen, right, Jensen?
Yep, Tom Jensen.
Jensen. Type in Infor.
Sen. That's the one they get
wrong. No. So don't listen. Disregard that. Yeah. Put away your pencil. Yep. Yeah, bring it back. It's Tom, and it's at Tom or Thomas.
I believe it's Thomas.
Okay, Thomas. Thomas.
It might be Tom. We'll have to follow up on that.
Oh, my gosh. And it's Jensen.
Jensen.
Yeah, and so anyway, reach out to him. He's got some passion, man. Yeah. I like it. Look at 24 and passionate.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, you continue to listen to Energizing EAM. We're coming once again. I think this is day four at Inform 2019.
We're wrapping it up.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much, Thomas. Yeah. And you guys hang tight because we're going to have some more interviews that are just every bit as good as Tom.
All right.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, you Energizing EAM listeners, that was, of course, Thomas Jensen. That's Jensen. And yeah, I went out to his LinkedIn profile, his stat card, and it is Thomas. It's not Tom, as we referred to in the interview. So look for Thomas Jensen.
And I'm telling you right now, Infowar is in good hands with these young professionals who are passionate about you and your success, especially Infowar EAM. Now, you know as well as I do, you just go out to industrialtalk.com/Infowar EAM. Find this interview with Thomas. Great young man, bright future, as well as the company too, as well, because they're bringing in some really great talent. So anyway, once again, industrialtalk.com/Infowar EAM, and you'll see all the other incredible Infowar EAM podcasts out there as well. It's up to you to learn, keep learning, keep growing, keep seeing what's out there, because this world is changing rapidly. So thank you again. Download the Doggone 7 Reports for EAM. It's all out there on all of those podcasts. They're free, so no excuses. So don't come to whining to me and say you can't get it. So once again, industrialtalk.com/Infowar EAM. Get the documents, get the free access to the Industrial Academy, and get learning. Thank you very much. We're going to have another great interview on its way.